Hi everyone, I'm the assistant minister at this church here in the centre of the city. Many of you won't be able to make a carol service this year, so we thought we'd bring it to you in the form of this short video. We've got three classic carols for you to sing along to, or hum along to, or just listen to. But we also want to share with you the news that is at the heart of Christmas, because we believe that it is the best news that anyone can ever hear.
I love going for a swim in the sea before Christmas lunch.
I love eating chocolate before 7 a.m.
Getting all nostalgic as you unwrap each bauble when you're decorating the Christmas tree.
I think it is eating brandy butter. Love it, can never get enough of it. Brandy butter goes on everything.
A toboggan that I remember being given as a child.
Lego Technic Battle Droid. It was fully deployable, so it was sconced down, and then when you press the lever, it rose up to its full glory, even with the deployable gun.
A large dollhouse that I received from Father Christmas when I was young.
A Team Rally Burner BMX, which I got from my parents in around 1984, for three reasons. One, because I hardly ever rode it. Two, because it's still in my parents' garage. And three, because now I could probably sell it for its retro value on eBay.
Getting my BMX, I was so excited about the BMX, totally in love with this BMX. It went everywhere until someone nicked it at school.
It has to be love, actually. It has all the best parts of Christmas in the movie.
The holiday.
It would have to be Sound of Music.
I'm in the no camp. I just can't bring myself to like them. I know some people say that it's all a question of how you cook them and if you don't overcook them. And sometimes even if some people say even if you cook them with ginger, then that makes them taste nice. I'm not convinced.
Totally love them. Drowned in butter with chestnuts fried. You can't get better.
Definitely a yes. Absolutely love Brussels sprouts.
I am so grateful for Christmas and for God sending Jesus into the world, especially this year when there's been a reminder to us all that we are not in control of the world and that our world is a very troubled place. It is just wonderful to know that there is a God who reigns, who is in charge, and who loves me, and who loves me enough to send his son into the world to be my saviour. And that gives me meaning, it gives me purpose, and it gives me a hope.
Jesus means as much in his name as anything. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. And that means a lot, I think, at a time like this when people are away from family. They've been all isolated. This has been a year of dislocation and a disruption. But actually, Jesus with us is a reminder of the heart of the Christmas story.
I think that after all the talk of the past few months about using the power of humanity and politics and science and money to save those who don't deserve to suffer, I think I'll appreciate even more how countercultural the Christmas story is this year. That God deliberately planned to save people who didn't deserve his love, and that he chose to do it in an unexpected way. A way that looked like total failure and humiliation, but that showed just how in control of history he is.
He is my saviour, and Christmas is a wonderful time to reflect on his love and sacrifice that he made for us.
To me, Jesus means God coming to earth in the form of a man so that we could get to know him and have a relationship with him.
To me, Jesus just means everything this Christmas, means absolutely everything to me. Knowing that despite a year that's been so turbulent, Jesus has been so steady and solid. He's the Son of God who died for us, knows us so well, and that has stayed true since March 2020 till December 2020. And he's offered us the same promise of eternal life, and that too has stayed the same.
Thank you.
You may have seen the John Lewis Christmas advert this year. It's a quirky montage of various acts of kindness spiraling from one person to another. The message? Give a little love. Together, we can make a big difference. Many people think the Christian message is the same. Give a little love, get a little nicer, make a little change, and together, we can make a big difference. Is that what Christmas is about? No. Christmas is about something much, much better. Because Christmas is about good news of great joy, not just for a couple of days or for our five allotted days before the dark nights of January settle back in, but news which transforms our lives now and whose implications stretch into eternity. It's news that, when I really think about it, overwhelms me with joy and thankfulness to God for what he's done. Listen to these words from the Bible, from the prophet Isaiah, writing in 700 BC, 700 years before Jesus came. "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sins." "Listen up, London," says God, "to all who would come to me, to all who have come to me, comfort." Not come and do better, but comfort. And this is not about the comfort of the Christmas tingle either, though I love a Christmas market as much as the next man. Not about the comfort of the COVID vaccine. Not about the comfort of job security or human relationships. These are good things, but we know that the comfort that they offer is fleeting and fragile. "Listen to real comfort," says God. "Speak tenderly to her, cry to her that her warfare is over. Her troubles are over." Why? Because her sin is pardoned and paid for in full. Sin, of course, is where it all went wrong in the first place, where we pushed our Creator out of our lives. That is something that we've all done. But God says, take comfort. It's dealt with. It's paid for. And so your troubles? As good as over. Because you have peace with your Creator forever. I wonder if you can just imagine for a second what that might mean. To have God as your heavenly Father, holding you, taking you through this life. And then the hope. Because the Bible says that God is preparing a new creation for his people, where there will be nothing of what spoils this world, nothing of what we're experiencing right now. No more tears, pain, crying, suffering. No more sin, no more death. Only perfect, glorious peace with our Creator. Christmas can be a time for dreaming. I wonder, are you prepared to dream big this Christmas? You may be thinking those are nice words, but it's not real. There's no evidence. Well, look with me at the very next lines of this prophecy of Isaiah. Because in 700 BC, God said, "I'll come and do it myself. I'll come in person." A voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together." Prepare the red carpet, make a flat road, but a flat road worthy of our Creator on a tectonic scale. Every mountain brought low, every valley lifted up, because God himself is coming to earth in person to bring salvation for his people, said Isaiah the prophet 700 years before Jesus came. See, there are two ways to look at the events of Christmas. One is to say, I love a good carol about the baby Jesus, and a festive nativity is great for the kids, but no credible adult actually believes in virgin births and choirs of angels and stars that move conveniently through the sky. That's one way to look at the events of Christmas. The other is to view them through the lens of the prophets and to see that God has done exactly what he said he would. True to his word, he's come in person. And so no wonder there were choirs of angels singing glory to God in the highest. Is that appropriate for the arrival of our Creator? No wonder he saw fit to use one of the stars that he made to indicate his arrival. No wonder there was a virgin birth, as God himself came to earth, fully God and fully man. And when this baby grew up, no wonder he could walk on water, command the wind and waves that he made. No wonder he could heal the dying and raise the dead. But most of all, no wonder Jesus Christ came to die. The perfect Son of God, to die in our place in the prime of life, to give himself up for the sin of all who would come to him. It's been a difficult time for many of us over the last few months. What kind of comfort are you looking for this Christmas? Will you be satisfied with the comfort of a nice meal, maybe some Christmas games, some festive liquor? Or will you seek out the far greater comfort that God is offering to you in the Lord Jesus Christ? Eternal peace, eternal life, full forgiveness, peace with your Creator forever. Jesus came first to deal with sin. He will come again to wrap up history. And if you're a Christian listening to this, can you hear what God is saying to you? Yes, there will be troubles in this life, but take comfort, says your God. Your warfare is over. You have peace with God. Your sins are pardoned, and you have an eternal glory to look forward to. And if you're undecided, can you see who Jesus really is? He is our Creator, come to earth just as he said he would. And can you hear his words to you? Not condemnation, but comfort. Not come and do better, but comfort. I have done it. I just want to leave you with these famous words of Jesus that he said. Come to me, and you will find rest for your souls. Will you come to him?
Thank you.
that remains is for me to say a very Merry Christmas. I do hope to see many of you, whether online or face-to-face, in January for our four-part series on the grace of God, which we'll be doing both in the Aldersgate Talks and the Moorgate Talks. There's also some information on the screen about how else you might like to follow up. Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Well, that brings us to the end of our formal time together. I hope you enjoyed that taste of Christmas. I've just got a few things to say if you want to stick on by way of sort of follow up. If you have been listening, and you know, Christmas can be a really great time to sort of for people to prompt people to sort of reconnect and re-ask those big questions: who we are, who God is, the big questions of eternity, who Jesus is. If that's you, please feel free to follow up in any of the following three ways that we'd love to help you with. So, for example, we'd be very happy to send you a gospel account, so I'm just typing my email address into chat. So I've just put my email address. If any of these you would like to sort of follow up on, let me know by email. So we can send you a gospel. We'd love to do that. We're putting on a Christianity Explored course in the new year, second week of January. It's a great way to carry on investigating who Jesus is. We'd love you to come and join us for that if you'd like to. Again, just send me an email to sign up for that. Or thirdly, come along to our four-part series on the grace of God in January. So again, we'll be live streaming online at this time on this link. But do send me an email if you'd like more information about how you can join for that. We hope the doors will be open as well in the city, but conscious that many of us won't be able to be in physically. For those of us who are regulars, I'd love you to think about how to use that video. That video will be going, I hope, online on our YouTube channel this afternoon. So it'll be free for you to use however you like. You might want to think, could I forward it to people? You might want to think, could I do a Christmas gathering online and just use that 20-minute video to give people a taste of Christmas? That would be a great thing to think about. We're also going to be isolating the talk from that video as well, calling it the comfort at the heart of Christmas, which you could forward on to friends, and all of that will be on the Aldersgate Talks YouTube channel, hopefully going up this afternoon. And then the only thing that remains to be said is next week we are hoping to have a physical carol service in St Botolph's for anyone who wants to come. That's Tuesday the 15th, starting at 1:05. And if you happen to be a semi-competent singer, then do drop me an email as well, because I'd love more singers to join us. But on that note, that's all from us. We're going to close formally there. Thank you very, very much indeed for coming, and a very, very Merry Christmas to you.